Wikimedia Finland, and we have during this year started working with the Sami communities, the culture and language, starting experimenting, doing the groundwork for future projects.
Well, actually, she started working this year. I've been working since 2006. So,
well, that is at the end of the chapter.
Yeah.
Yep. Here we go. Let's see what we have.
Yeah. So, usually when we give presentations, we realize nobody knows what we're talking about, the Sami languages. So, this is Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And the yellow part, and it starts quite far down here, is the Sami dialect continuum, or language continuum. And the languages that have Wikipedias are five, or there's actually only one, Northern Sami Wikipedia. And then the other languages that we work with are six and seven. And Jon Harald is from Wikimedia Norway, and they work with the other ones in Norway and Sweden, and the Northern Sami one. Samjanam is the name for this area in Skolt Sami. This is somehow... yeah, so...
Oh, yes. While thinking about how to serve these language communities, as Kimberly was showing there, maybe we'll go back to the map. The biggest language community in Sami area is the Northern Sami, and when we think of Sami, we think of Northern Sami, but there are at least eight other Sami communities and language groups. So we are working with two. Which is here, it's Inari Sami as well as Skolt Sami. They both have around 300 speakers. So we cannot expect, now going to the next slide, there are two different types of language communities, those that have Wikipedias and therefore are served within the Wikimedia ecosystem, and those that don't have a Wikipedia, and therefore it's much more difficult for them. And we find that working with structured data, we can serve these language communities as well. So Kimberly may tell you about this sticker that you have got.
So the sticker says in Skolt Sami, which is spoken by about 300 people, it says, Wikimedia Finland wishes everyone a happy United Nations International Year of Indigenous Languages 2019. And the sticker was created for an event that we went to at the end of August in Northern Finland.
Yeah, let's see. So it wasn't that easy. So we started setting up a language code for Skolt Sami and Inari Sami and found out that it's not a straightforward process. It's not really documented. It was really, really hard to find out how to do it. So we made this elephant metaphor here as a reindeer. So there are different parts of this Wikimedia environment that look at some specific area of this language definitions. And there doesn't seem to be an overall way and process of how to deal with adding new languages. So what we did was we made a lot of noise and tried to ask everyone to help us. And in the end, we managed to first have Skolt Sami and Inari Sami for monolingual properties, then two labels in Wikidata, and then only to find out that they wouldn't work in structured data on commons. And then, again, after another process for that, maybe 6 months after, we find out that they wouldn't work in Wikipedias. So I think that's still unsolved.
Yeah. When we first started, you could only use Northern Sami and Southern Sami in Wikimedia projects. And as a bonus part of this, we have now the ability to use the Finnish Romani language also within the Wikimedia projects. This trying to get your language to be that the ability to be able to use your language in a Wikimedia project is not straightforward. It's really difficult. And when you talk to people, they're like, oh yeah, I'll fix it. It'll take me 5 minutes. And then, yeah, it takes them 5 minutes to fix one thing, but then the next thing is it's not working, the next thing something else breaks, things like that. And if we are people who have been in the Wikimedia projects forever, can't figure out how this thing works and how to get things straightforward, forwardly working, then we can't expect communities, language communities that aren't familiar with the Wikimedia projects to be able to figure out where to start and how to navigate this process. It's not possible. And there are actual pages that people are like, oh yeah, there's a page for this, and you're going, but it doesn't come up in Google search, for instance. So it's not findable.
Yeah, that's fine. So well, we tried to come up with some things that should be looked into. This is not an exhaustive list, but well, obviously the process needs to be streamlined. Yeah.
The one that I really hate are the language codes, because for instance, I did research with Tundranets, which is a specific language of its own. And there is no ISO code for it. There is an ISO code for Nenets, and they've lumped together two different languages that are completely unintelligible to each other. And so Wikimedia projects use ISO codes for these type of things. And we really think that there should be a more fine-grained level to this. For Skolt Sami, even though there's only 300 people that speak it, we have a lot of data for it. And there's four main dialects. And the words aren't the same in the four dialects. So I would really like to be able to put, this is from the Patsyok dialect, this is from the Swanyel dialect, and that type of stuff. But we can't do that. We can't do that for Spanish. We can't do it for English, even. And so something has to be done about the language codes in the Wikimedia projects.
Yeah, and something that started to happen, I think, is to engage maybe the broader language communities into the decision-making process, and maybe though, like the decisions that need to be made, the bureaucracy maybe has to be somehow assessed. Like, what are the decisions that are needed in this sphere? Like, what are the application processes? What are the
And thanks to Benjamin's presentation today, I think Panlex needs to be added to this too. But
so we have individual codes for all the languages you mentioned.
Are you using IETF or?
We start with ISO 639 codes.
Yeah.
Three codes, and then they can just get a variety ID.
Okay. Good. Okay. We'll talk about more in the Q&A then.
Yeah,
that's
if we can repeat that for the stream.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I can't.
No, we can do it after
that. Right.
So some of the ways that we work together, we work with the communities themselves, and we were invited to this, which is 70-year anniversary of the Skolts living in Finland. They were relocated to Finland from when the border was closed off. And so they've been living in this area for 7 years, and there was a big party going on, and we were there. She was working with little kids, putting in Mumi characters in the different Sami languages and different words like that. And do you want to say something else about
that? Yeah, well, just to also pinpoint that we can find new ways of working with the data. Or language, so we can go to these. Well, we can go together with the communities. Yeah. We want to create participatory methods in which we can add more information. I think we have come up with this idea of depictathons. Now that we can work with images, or translatathons, which have been done earlier as well. But these are the kinds of events called. Events together with the communities that we can work with the language.
So solutions that we have.
Yeah, here are two ideas for next year that we have. We are developing and seeing what can be done with them. And one of them comes as a collaborative project together with the Sami archives and the Sami museum in Inari, in the north of Finland, and we could collect cultural heritage concepts across these Nordic countries in different Sami languages, but not only Sami languages, but also in the Nordic language, because we share a similar cultural heritage history, that we have similar monuments. And this, of course, came up with a Wikilove's monuments competition, and archaeological finds across the area are similar. And the other one is place names. That is an unfortunate new project starting at Wikimedia Norway that we could expand to be pan-Nordic, to include place names in all these. There's a plan, Pan-Sami. Ooh.
So these are our depictathons, and the Skolt Sami, there are thousands of pictures of the Skolt Sami in commons, and they come from different archives, and they have data, the structured data on them is basically from 100 years ago, so it's describing things in the way that they would have been described 100 years ago. We don't want those ways of description there anymore, because a lot of them are racist, quite racist, and we don't want them. The community doesn't want them. Community wants to be able to write what they want to say about the pictures in their own language, or in Finnish, or Norwegian, or Swedish. And so we've been having depictathons as an idea that, we've done it, but so people can change the captions, change the descriptions of these pictures in commons. And you work with structured data, so I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, and let's see our next slide, because this is just, as you, well, you all know, structured data on commons, so for you this is no news, I think, well, from these we also enter delicate questions of what are the descriptions, but we'll come back to that.
In the Northern Sami, we've been creating auto-generated wiki data info boxes. And they've been pulling in data then from Wikidata, because I'm the one person that's correcting everything in the Northern Sami Wikipedia, and I don't have time to change every mayor, the population of every country, things like that. And so I've been really blessed with the people that have come up and started helping create these info boxes. And it's expanded the amount of knowledge we have in the Northern Sami Wikipedia greatly. And so this is Niels Aslak Valkepa, who is one of the most famous Sami, multi-talents. He's a polymath. I mean, he was a singer, a writer, an artist. And we now have this info box there for him, all of the data which is pulled from Wikidata. Before we had maybe three lines and no picture.
Yeah,
form,
so. And this applies specifically, of course, to the languages that have a Wikipedia.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't
not
work
to
in
those.
Incubator.
Yep. Yeah, and this is quite exciting now. Now, once we have we are not working with lexicographical data, like specifically. We will extend to it, but we are concerned mainly on about labels and items so far. So what this makes possible is tagging content. The museums, in museums, libraries, as well as broadcasters, and Wiley, the Finnish broadcasting company, as they are already using Wikidata for tagging, this might be an opportunity for the small Sami languages in the Nordic area. And this is my opportunity to show my project Wiki Documentaries as well, because it is a project that reads. It's difficult to me to change. Let me have some help. Yeah, there. So here we have a page in Wiki Documentaries, which is now in English. This is a project that consumes information from the Wikimedia sphere. Every page. Every item in Wikidata has a page, and it or like can be made into a page or is automatically created into a page, and then it gathers all this information across Wikimedia projects. And the interface exists already in like 40 plus languages, and I would be able to change the interface and then see the same data in another language. And I could also, as you can see, or you were able to see in the English one, that there is no article on this in the English Wikipedia. Therefore, you could go to see which languages it exists, and this one is in Northern Sami. So you would be able to switch only the article language. But also then, it all can also display any language that is encoded in Wikidata. So we also get it in the same page in Skolt Sami. Although there is no Wikipedia, you get all the content, the same content, in these languages.
And there's actually an article about her in Skolt Sami on the incubator, but it doesn't work with Wiki documentaries because of the way that the incubator is encoded.
Yeah. And just briefly, I'm very excited in thinking about an app that will gamify this inclusion, or like collecting these terms into Wikidata. But I haven't landed on one, and I'm sure there are experiences of that across, you know, like this community, and it would be interesting to put together our thoughts on that.
So there's quite a few challenges that we have in these projects. This picture, if you come across it on any Wikipedia, please delete it. It's two Finns dressed as Sami people. It's labeled fake Sami clothing, and people still use it on Wikipedia projects. I don't know why. So we have false data, we have racist, and with the Sami, we have a lot of eugenics-based data. So when they were trying to prove that the Sami were a lower race so they could sterilize them and things like that, we have a lot of that data because that's the stuff that comes out of archives. Data usage, data has been used without the consent of the communities. And for instance, the Skolt community was kind of shocked to see that their relatives are in commons, and they weren't very appreciative of it. Sensitive data, which Stacy can talk more about. This is used on the Hungarian Wikipedia. Here's that lovely picture describing that these people are Sami people. Please delete it. This is more about what Stacy will talk about.
Yeah.
So maybe we should
leave it
that.
To you.
Sensitive data. TK labels you want to talk about before.
You're not quick. Addressing them.
Yeah.
So I think we could also look into identifying content already on Commons or just about to enter Commons, how to tag identify, tag, and perhaps delete, or then find out restricting the usage of this media. And it's very short, but let's see if we have more opportunities to discuss that. Yeah.
We can skip this part. Sorry. I want to say that this is the week of the Sami Language Week this week, so please feel free to use hashtags for Sami languages. Kiitos.
Spasib.
Spasib. And takka.